The sculptor fell into oblivion at the end of the Age of Antiquity, and it was Petrarch who, in Phidias's name, inscribed on the base of one of the colossal Quirinal Dioscuri, recognized the highest representative of ancient sculpture. The inscriptions Opus Phidiae and Opus Praxitelis, dating to the mid-5th century AD, erroneously credited two masters from ancient Greece with two grandiose Roman works located since antiquity on the Quirinal Hill. These were more or less the same years as Cyriacus of Ancona's journey to Athens, which led to the rediscovery of the Parthenon. However, the attribution of the Dioscuri to Phidias and Praxiteles was a mistake already rectified during the 18th century, and abandoned for good in the early 19th century, when the Parthenon marbles reached London, after Lord Elgin's controversial despoliation. The marbles were also seen and appreciated in London by Antonio Canova, whom admirers have called the Italic Phidias. At the height of his fame, he was asked to restore and complete them, but he refused, deeming them perfect just as they were. You have come to the end of the exhibition itinerary. As you leave, you can look at Rodin's work with new eyes. The artist had been trained in the mid-19th century, when European academies had obtained casts of the Parthenon sculptures, thanks also to Canova's insistence. Some originals were later conserved at the Louvre as well. Even though he had never been to Athens, his work was so influenced by Phidias's art that he had to admit, no one will ever surpass Phidias.